It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Are addictive behaviors just symptoms of biochemical imbalances? My guest is Christina Veselak. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. So, Christina, let's talk about addictive behaviors first. Are there any signs that people can spot in their loved one that would be considered an addictive behavior before maybe an addiction itself has even started?
Well, the process of addiction is when one uses one modality more than another to relax, to play, to have fun, to mood alter, to distract yourself. So a addictive process usually develops over time where, you know, most of us have a healthy relationship with a number of different modalities to distract ourselves or to feel better. When you're developing an addiction, those go to the wayside and this one particular thing takes up more and more and more of your time and attention.
Okay, so let's talk, for example, about having a drink at night. You know, a lot of people in this stressful world we live in right now like to have, I mean, I'm including myself in here, my glass of wine at night, but I also exercise a lot, you know, have my family work 2, 3, 4 jobs. But so how do you know when that drink a night or, you know, somebody maybe, I don't know, you know, is it that you're going to stop doing those other healthy things that you do during a normal day?
Well, as I said, addiction develops over time, and we actually have 3 stages of addiction, early, middle, and late. And in early stage addiction, your neurotransmitters, the brain chemicals that actually drive addiction, are beginning to become depleted. And so your brain is beginning to want either your glass of wine or a little more exercise or a little more marijuana in order to relax, but you still have these other coping mechanisms in your life. As addiction develops, your brain decides that it needs this particular substance or this particular behavior, and the others go by the wayside, and so you find yourself planning for your drink or getting anxious if you know you're not going to have your drink that night. And then over time, one drink is not enough, and you find yourself needing 2 or needing 3 or needing to drink more frequently during the week than you would normally.
Okay, so are there tests to screen for nutritional deficiencies or biochemical imbalances? Are there, you know, and who would you go to see somebody about those tests?
There are some complicated medical tests you can take. We actually use a simple paper and pen screening device called the amino acid therapy chart that looks at the 4 major neurotransmitter systems in the brain and looks at the symptoms that you'll begin to have if these brain chemicals are becoming depleted. And they do become depleted the more of an addictive behavior or substance you use.
So give the listeners an example of some of those.
Okay, so take serotonin. You know, I'm sure your listeners know about Prozac or Celexa or some of the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs. Well, they're used to treat symptoms of low serotonin. For instance, difficulty getting to sleep at night, thoughts going round and round and round in your head, anxiety, agitation, a kind of anxious, agitated type of depression, think PMS. Things get worse in the winter. Those are all signs of low serotonin. And a lot of people will use alcohol or marijuana or even ecstasy to fire serotonin in the brain to make those symptoms go away.
Okay, so these are, you know, the neurotransmitters. We're looking at serotonin. And now when you use your pencil and paper, are you asking questions about this? How does that work?
I am. I'm asking people to rate themselves on these symptoms on a scale of 0 to 10. And if they have a lot of 10s, that will tell me that most likely, not 100%, but most likely their serotonin is deficient. And rather than putting them on a drug to tweak the brain, we believe in feeding the brain with precursors, with amino acids that you can buy even from Safeway that will actually help the brain make more of its neurotransmitters within 10 minutes. You can feel a difference within 10 to 15 minutes after taking, for example, 5-HTP.
Well, we've heard a lot about 5-HTP on the various shows that we do here at Radio MD, but so give the listeners a little bit quick overview of why that would work so quickly.
Because the amino acids you can buy, such as 5-HTP, get absorbed into the blood and then into the brain within 10 minutes, and the brain will pick it up. And if you have enough certain vitamins and minerals, such as vitamin B6, already in the brain, it will make more serotonin very, very rapidly.
And then you have that sort of satiety, satisfied, you know, content, as it were, feeling that maybe you don't have that anxious feeling for whatever it was that you're sort of building up that addiction toward.
Exactly. And so we use these amino acids or these amino acid precursors to reduce withdrawal symptoms and would reduce cravings in people who are already addicted and are now trying to get off their drug of choice. And we find that bringing in the neurotransmitter support and healthy diet along with your traditional addiction treatment makes the success rate soar up to 80 to 90%.
Wow. Now, how about the neurotransmitter treatment and such as a prevention? Does it work that way? I mean, can you stop yourself from becoming addicted before it might actually happen?
Absolutely. So that once, and I did this myself in my 20s, I was beginning to become addicted to alcohol. I have alcoholism on both sides of my family, and I was really looking forward to my beer when I got home from work because it made my depression go away immediately. Half a glass of beer, I was happy and flying. So I was really looking forward to this every day. And then I learned that that was actually a sign of a brain deficiency that lead a lot of people to become alcoholic. I was already working with alcoholics, and I got really scared. And I said, now I have choice. I still have choice. Let me choose to stop drinking. So I brought in the nutrients I needed to make the depression go away naturally, and I stopped drinking.
Wow. Now, what else do you think is important? We've talked a little bit about neurotransmitters. We've talked about, you know, possible supplementation with 5-HTP amino acids. So what else in the diet and or therapy do you think is really important?
Well, in terms of diet, we strongly encourage people to keep their blood sugar very stable. And usually that means eating protein and complex carbs like fruit or whole grains every 4 hours. Most people are on a 4-hour blood sugar cycle. Premenstrual women are usually on a 3-hour approximately.
Or sometimes a 10-minute.
sometimes 10 minutes, exactly. But if you have PMS and you start eating protein every 3 hours, you will find that your symptoms will dramatically decrease and your moods will become remarkably stable.
Wow, well, that's good news for PMS sufferers. In the last just 30 seconds or so, Christina, tell us your best advice for addictive behaviors and possibly stopping them before they start.
Well, I would encourage everybody to go on the website of the Alliance for Addiction Solutions, which is a nonprofit organization teaching these skills and information to the public. And we're actually doing a training on amino acids for addiction recovery in Los Angeles in mid-February. And well, you can get that information from our website.
That is great advice, and so we can all take a lesson from that. You're listening to Radio MD. Listen anytime, on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.